the new 99.9 FM, The Zoo.
808 at 99.9 FM, The Zoo. We've got clouds, 72 degrees in Farmer, 72 in Asheboro. And we're going to see what's going on with the Randolph County Schools coming right up.
And now, another long music sweep on 99.9 FM, The Zoo.
99.9 FM, The Zoo. Good morning. How you doing? Quarter after eight with Steve and Asheboro City Schools on a two-hour release early today. And haven't announced about tomorrow yet. It's all because of Florence. Randolph County Schools out 2 hours early. And they're going to be closed tomorrow. And Uwari Charter Academy closing an hour early today and closed tomorrow. And with what's going on, probably not a bad idea to find out what's going on with the Randolph County Schools. I'd like to welcome in Dr. Stephen Ganey. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So with all this going on, what's up, Doc?
Well,
I've always wanted to say that.
Well, we're closing in on the end of our third week of school, and it's been a very exciting start to our school year.
Yeah, I mean, we're just the storm's gotten everybody from distracted that this is just still getting all settled in.
Well, I've been very excited. I've been to I visited 23 schools up to this point, and everybody is in routine. Looks like we've been in school for months. So I'm very excited about what's going on with
the kids. Probably feel that way already too. It's been 3 weeks. It feels like months.
Yeah.
So. What's been happening as the new year gets going?
Well, we've had about 15,900 students show up, so our enrollment continues
wow.
to climb. And,
okay.
And school year started very smoothly. I just want to say a big thank you to the students, the parents, and to the staff for what they did to make this school year start so smoothly. When you go several months without buses on mm-hmm. the road, student drivers and parent drivers, delivering children to school, it is a change when you start back.
Kudos to all the bus drivers just the little route changes that happen every year and just getting the kids to school on time. And I don't remember going out to the bus that early. I'm sorry, but because I've seen them roll through about 6:20 and 6:40, I guess, depending whether it's elementary or high school.
Oh, yes. We roll. Some of our buses roll as early as about 5:15, 5:20 every morning to get out to
get to the areas the kids are
yes,
going to be at
yes.
by
so,
6. Yeah.
So that's why when we deal with weather, like if we deal with in early morning hours, we have to make calls out in advance because of the fact that our buses roll so early. We have a lot of area our buses covers.
It's like with the release early today and closing tomorrow, it's because this storm has just been so unpredictable. And even as it hits the coast, they say it's going this way, but, we're going to start believing the weather people now.
Well, one of the things that when we deal with the weather, and even like in the winter when we deal with the weather, you have to remember the safety's first for
yeah.
your students. And it's not just your students, it's your staff members. And you have to remember that we have a lot of parents driving children back and forth to school, and we
yeah.
need to make sure we're not putting them in unsafe conditions. So safety's always our top priority. So.
Yeah. Well, good for you guys. And what else is going on here?
Well, we have some big events coming.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to have a ribbon-cutting event at Southwest Randolph High School for their stadium. We renovated their stadium. It was
yeah.
supposed to be Friday night, but because of the weather, that game was played last night, and so that event has been moved to halftime of the game on the 21st
yes,
of September.
Yes, we had a faux Friday night lights.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
was games were Wednesday, Thursday,
night.
Getting the games out of the way.
So that big event will be the 21st of September, and it'll
okay.
be at halftime. Also next week, on the 20th, we have another kind of ribbon-cutting event of that nature at Liberty Elementary School. We have totally renovated the media center there.
Oh, I and, like that.
It's been named after Frank and Ella Lau.
I didn't get the nomination. I was so hoping.
So we're going to have a big event there, and we totally renovated it. We were
mm-hmm.
The school system received a gift from the Lau family,
yeah.
and so they were
no more abacuses and stuff.
No.
So that was the math department, I'm sorry.
And then we have one more event that we have not scheduled yet. We're about done with the the Eastern Randolph High School Medals Facility, and we use some Golden Leaf money for that. So that event will be coming soon as well.
And that's going to be good just because of all the manufacturing jobs
oh,
that
yeah.
are coming back. There's a big demand for education. On
well,
that.
And I think I might have mentioned this. When we get that program, the program already started,
mm-hmm.
but when we get that facility up and running, our school system will have two of only 12 of the medals programs in North Carolina in public schools.
Wow, and there are a lot of them in the state.
Well, we've had one at Randleman High School since the late 90s. So.
Yeah.
And we use some of our Golden Leaf money to upgrade the equipment in that program. But when we wind up with two of only 12 statewide, that's going to be special for the Randolph County school system.
And the students, too.
Yes.
And also, we wanted to take a moment to talk about some of the other folks that make things happen every day
in child nutrition and maintenance. The janitors. I mean, nobody appreciates the janitors.
Well,
I'm sorry.
They do. These two groups often go overlooked, and we have to have these individuals. We want to say a big thank you to Donna Osborne and her for her leadership with child nutrition program. I mean, we essentially operate 31 restaurants throughout the school system.
Yeah, and this isn't like 15 tabletops
That's
either.
That's right. And I don't know if you've been on our website, but there's some really neat stuff. If you go on the website under the child nutrition department, you can actually go to the menus and you can see information about the different items on the menu per day, like calories, allergens, and you know, help advise your children as what they may order when they go or what they may eat when they go to school.
Yeah, a lot more healthy options nowadays too.
And there's another
still have Mystery Meat Wednesdays.
Yeah, it's good food. They do a lot of from scratch. Cooking. I mean, it's really. I mean, obviously,
yeah.
Some
I mean,
things
they don't just show up at 10 o'clock and start slopping stuff out at 10:30. Yeah.
And I also want to point out another group led by Larry Chilton, and this group seems to be early in the year. You know, they're really work very hard if we get school going, and they're working all summer as well. But our maintenance facility department led by Larry Chilton is tremendous, and with the humidity we've had and the hot weather, just want to say a big thank you to Isaac Ruth and Frankie Watson. They're out there working very hard on our HVAC systems, and I mean, these guys, and we have guys working on roofs, doing everything all around this county, and just want to say a big thank you to those guys. But really, as we've started with the warm temperatures, I know that the guys with HVAC group have really been working hard with different things that have popped up in the last couple of days. So I want to say a big thank you to them and just make sure they, both of these groups, child nutrition and maintenance facility, you know how special they are to our school system and know that we greatly appreciate what they do.
And a lot of those people are behind the scenes. You don't see them. You don't know they're working. Things just magically get done.
Well,
and it's all because of them.
Both groups were part of a feature we did about 2 years ago entitled Hidden Heroes. We did a video and we did a special in the paper because we just think the public needs to know this, that, you know, sometimes we look at the children in the classroom, but how does all that happen? We have to have the teachers. We have to have the principals. We also have to have this maintenance and facility staff and the child nutrition staff because there's a lot of things that go on every day in schools.
Yeah, and it's just the beginning of the year. A lot of days still to go, a lot of things to come.
Yeah, we weren't counting on we know the winter weather's coming, but having a hurricane this early wasn't something that was really on our master plan. But we're going to deal with it, and we're going to do everything we can to keep everybody safe because the students, the staff, and the parents, and this community is very special.
Well, be ready. The Farmer's Almanac has predicted a cold, wet winter with things happening in probably March, a couple of big storms. So.
Well, I'm not a snow person, so I'm going to hope. I know there may be a bunch of children out there. I hope we have a lot of snow, but I just assume we miss the snow this year.
Yeah, that's all right. They've got days to make it up, kids. It wouldn't work anyway. So, Dr. Stephen Gainey from the Randolph County Schools, thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you.
We'll see you in a few more weeks unless something comes up you need to tell us about sooner, all right?
Thank you.
All right, and get ready. Florence is on the way. We just have to see exactly where and when Outer Bams starting to hit the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Keep it here. We'll keep you informed at 99.9 FM, The Zoo.